It's Yat Pundit's Pub for Monday, April 15th, 2019. And welcome into the pub. It's Red Beans and Rice Monday today. Always on Monday evenings in the pub, we've got a pot of red beans and some rice ready to go in typical New Orleans fashion. And what that means here in the pub is that we're going to talk about food. We usually do this on Mondays to kick the week off on a good foot. So here we go. A couple of things, you know, two big things today, and then we'll add in just a quick pregame. And we'll start with that. If you look on the show page, you're going to see a picture of a very pretty yellow drink in a mason jar. And it's it is a Meyer Lemon Margarita that I had last week. One of my places to go when I go for the day gig, you know, to teach for Hitachi Ventara is Columbus, Ohio, because they have a partner at in Columbus for Hitachi, and that's where the data center for Hitachi Global Learning Equipment is located. So there's a couple of places I always go. I always go to, you know, or try to go to. There's a Cafe Napolitana they make an awesome calzone or an awesome stromboli. Then there's Marcella's Restaurant in Short North, which is just, oh, that lamb gnocchi is just, oh gosh, it's just awesome. Well, I had a pizza last week. But then there's also where that drink came from that you see. It's a restaurant called Bakersfield Short North. And turns out Bakersfield, I looked at it and I said, yeah, you know, it got a street taco menu. And I was kind of like, yeah, you know, it looks a little bit kind of, you know, just, I don't want to say cultural appropriation, but, you know, just didn't look like a Mexican place to me, right? Then, and this is like a year, almost maybe 2 years ago. And then my good friend Julie Neeson from Cincinnati, who she's on the show page, she's not on the show page, her website's on the show page. She has a site and she writes, she is winemedineme.com. And or look up Wine Me Dine Me in Cincinnati on Facebook and you'll see, gorgeous blonde. And that's Julie. And Julie's like, no, go there. Those tacos, they're awesome. Well, I did. And she was right, as usual. Don't underestimate that girl. So I go, you know, it's Thursday night and I'm going to go get a bite to eat. And I go over there and the drink special of the week or month or whatever is a Meyer Lemon Margarita. And, you know, just on paper, that sounded like what I needed. And go look at that picture. You know, it was just wonderful. Somebody in New Orleans, bring this drink home, okay? This lemon, I mean, gosh, this is just exactly, this is your goal if you're a restaurateur between now and Cinco de Mayo, you know, between, you know, with the next amateur night is do this, but then keep doing it all summer because it's just wonderful. Okay, so that said, that's our pregame. Let's move on now. We're going to have two segments about NOLA Brewery, one on food, one on beer. NOLA Brewery, okay, on Chapultepec, you go basically just go down Chapultepec, or go up Chapultepec, I should say. You know, get off at the Chapultepec exit. Of the Pontchartrain Expressway, you know, as you're headed, it's the last exit before the Crescent City Connection. Get down off of the expressway, and then turn right on Chop, and keep going until you get to 8th Street. You'll drive. Yeah, that's the corner is Chapultepec and 8th. You make a turn, you go into the parking lot, and NOLA Brewery's been around now for a few years. The original tap room was a piece of the brewery building itself, but then the owners saw the potential and built out a full-blown restaurant, full-blown bar, basically is the way to say it, with two stories with an outdoor deck. Just a lot of indoor space if you want to rent it out for a function or a party. It's really a lovely place. It's set up now as an area where if you're in the downstairs, you know where the kitchen is. I'm pretty sure you can bring in that people under 18 can go there. So it's kind of one of those deals where it's all set up well now, you know, as opposed to the old hole in the wall kind of dive bar feel of the tap room, which was still pretty fun. The kitchen, I think they originally kind of had to set up to be a pop-up, but for now, you know, for a good while now, they've just, you know, negotiated that McClure's Barbecue is in the is the permanent resident of the Nola Brewery tap room kitchen. They have McClure's has leased it out to other folks down the line, you know, a couple days a week kind of things. And you know, some of that that's legitimate pop-ups, but you know, McClure's is no longer a pop-up. It's just the permanent kitchen or the permanent food basically at Nola Brewery. And that's not a bad thing because McClure's is pretty good, but it means that if you're going to the tap room to eat as opposed to just drink or, you know, like get pub food, you know, go get the fries or something. You're looking at going to a barbecue joint. And again, you know, that becomes a preference. Are you in the mood for that sort of thing? But that's the deal. And so it, you know, this is what, two Saturdays ago, where that's me, the Mrs. Yat Pundit, as I say, my wife Helen, and my kiddo, who is now, you know, the, I'd say CPA kiddo, because he's 24 years old now, as opposed to the older brother, Lieutenant Firstborn, who is in the United States Navy and is 30 years old. Well, anyway, it's me, kiddo, and the wife, and so we're talking about what are we going to do for lunch, and do we want to do anything interesting, and somewhere along the line, I had turned the two boys onto the phone app Untapped, UNTAPPD. Untapped is a lot of fun. You know, it's we used to joke it really is Foursquare for beer. So instead of, you know, checking in check in when you got gas and check in when you went to the 7-Eleven, check in when you went to dinner. With Untapped, you check in your beers. You know, I had a Jackie O's was the company. I had their IPA at Cafe Napolitano last week. It was really good in Columbus. But you know, usually you check it in. And so if you're on Untapped, look for Mystic Knight, MysticKnyght. That's me. That's my kind of my alter ego name that, you know, nobody really knows. Well, everybody knows who it is, but you know how that goes. Feel free to friend me on Untapped. It's a lot of fun. They still do the badges like old Foursquare, you know, like the heavyweight badge. Drink five stouts, you get a heavy. Five stouts, five porters, you get a heavyweight badge. That kind of thing. There's hopped up, you know, for the real hoppy IPAs. All sorts of really fun stuff in there. Well, anyway, long story short, I turned the boys onto this, and they play the game. Well, they drink a lot more beer than I do because at my age, I'm getting to the point where I have to back off on that. But one of the things we can do is go up, you know, go to Avenue Pub and go check out beers up at Polly's place, or go over, well, like in this case, we went over to the to Nola Brewery and go over there and have have lunch. And I like to get a flight at a place like Nola Brewery. Now, you know, Nola Brewery got its kind of, you know, this is they're a microbrew that popped up in the wake of the popularity of Abita Brewing and the death of, well, you know, at the time, the death of Dixie Beer, you know, in terms of it really wasn't a local beer anymore until Benson brought it back. But basically, you know, it's like Abita's inserting itself into pubs and grocery stores and everything else as an alternative to the Miller Bud consortium, cartel, whatever you want to call big beer. And so the other, you know, a bunch of other places popped up along the way, and Nola Blonde, you know, that their basic blonde ale is a commonplace sight in a lot of New Orleans restaurants where you would have seen Dixie somewhere along the line, or you might see it instead of a Beta Amber in some places and that sort of thing. So we the tap room, of course, gives them a chance to present some specialty beers and interesting things, stuff that, you know, you might make a barrel or two, but you're not gonna can. that sort of situation. So there's always something interesting at the tap room, and then you can buy certain things that they do can in small amounts that don't make the grocery store, liquor store type distributions. So so we go over there and we decide to get some food as a way to start. Basically, we ordered in the food, and then the kiddo went over to the bar to get us some beer. We'll talk about the beer in the second segment. So the food, like I said, it's McClure's Barbecue. And if you haven't been to McClure's, go to the tap room. You can have some good, have some, I don't know what they have on tap at McClure's because I've never been. We always eat their food at NOLA. So the family, their go-to is the pulled pork the McClure's pulled pork sandwich. And that's what they got. Both of them got pulled pork with, choice of a side. They usually get the fries. It's waffle fries. They're really good. The pulled pork, I like it with the slaw. They don't. Their coleslaw, McClure's coleslaw is really good. And then you've got a choice of a bunch of different sauces. There's the Kansas City sauce, which is kind of a traditional barbecue sauce. There's the NO East, which is my favorite. And I think Kev likes that best as well. So and then there's a vinegar based sauce. There's Kansas City. There's a Texas barbecue of some kind, and a couple others. There's just little squeeze bottles of them out there. Just put a little bit in one of the little cups and dip some of your pork, your brisket, whatever in it, and get a feel for. Like I said, I like the NO East, and the wife likes the KC. So give it a try from there and go and see what you think. So they got the pulled pork sandwiches. I usually get a two meat combo. Like I'll get chicken and pork, but what I really like is I like McClure's smoked sausage. So a lot of times I'll get the chicken and the smoked sausage, and then it's chicken, right? So you're pulling it apart. I'll grab maybe two, three sauces and try different things, that kind of thing. Well, they didn't have the sausage, so I said, I'm looking around on the menu, and they do a quote Philly cheesesteak at McClure at the tap room. It looks, when you start out, it looks like a classic Philly, right? It's the beef brisket. So it's, just beef, grilled onions, grilled peppers, cheese. Now it's not whiz, right? It's like, provolone or mozzarella. It's a white cheese. I didn't even think to look what kind of cheese it was on there, but it had that, that provolone kind of taste to it. So that's the sandwich. And then I put KC barbecue. You'll see the picture of the sandwich I had on the show page. And then, of course, we're talking, this is New Orleans, right? So sandwich rolls, buns, that kind of thing. The bread for this, it looks like a hoagie roll, but it's better than any hoagie roll you've ever had in like Philly or in Jersey or something, So it's a really solid presentation of the, of a Philly. Of course, I know Philly people will kind of cringe because they see all that barbecue sauce I put on it. But hey, it's a barbecue place, and we're in New Orleans. We're not doing it that way. But it was good, right? In addition, so I had that. I got the mac and cheese as a side, which their mac and cheese is good. A little bit of breadcrumbs on top, seasoned. It's a good little side. You don't finish it. You kind of bring it home, that kind of thing. But I also ordered, put in an order and got an order of poutine because I'm always never sure, how hungry is the kid? He just woke up, did he have breakfast, that kind of thing. So I went ahead and ordered the poutine. Now the poutine it's kind of trying to be poutine from Canada. It's the same spirit, but of course it ends up being New Orleans when you get down to it. They lay down the waffle fries as the base, then some cheese curds, then they'll give you your choice of brisket or pulled pork with a little bit of gravy, and then a little more cheese curds, and you've got yourself a poutine. It's not bad, because it's that, it's the brisket. Well, the brisket and the pork are really good. So we got it with the pork. And then if you want, right, it's got gravy on it, so it stands alone. But, some people will get, a barbecue sauce anyway. What the heck? We didn't. But, one of the things, of course, I ended up taking half of the Philly home because I basically ate too much of the poutine, but that's okay. It was all good. It was just as, it's rare that we have a bad experience with the McClure's food at Nola Brewery. So the McClure's Barbecue and Nola Brewery, the tap room links are on the show page, and as well as Julie's link. And so you've got all the stuff there. So yes, it was good. Now, talking about washing down all that food, that means beer. So we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back and talk beer at Nola Brewery. And we're back. So we had food. We also had beer. As I said, one of the things I like to do at Nola Brewery is, and I like this in general with like brew pubs where people will say, yeah, you got to try this and you got to try this and you got to try this. As soon as you get to three, you got to try this. Is if the place does flights, you know, small pours of multiple beers that tend to work out more or less the same price as a pint, now you're talking, right? And that's what Nola Brewery does. You can get, they put out the little board, they give you, it's a four-ounce snifter style taster glass. You can buy them too, because they're branded. They've got, you know, Nola Brewery glassware. So, and they put that all in the little board, and then they write, you know, with a dry erase marker, the type of beer, you know, which beer is in which little position on the board. And that's your flight. So, you know, four-ounce pours, there's your pint. And, you know, it's a day, and I'm, you know, I'm not looking to just get, you know, to consume mass quantities. So, you know, that was good. It was, you know, wash down the food and go from there. So so my four choices for my flight were a variant of Nola Blonde that the brewery calls Boil Advisory. And it's basically Nola Blonde with a hint of crab boil. And this is the second time I've had it recently, and I wasn't feeling the crab boil, and that made me sad, but that's okay. I don't mind Nola Blonde. It's a good basic beer to wash down whatever it is you're eating. It's, you know, it's in that light, it's an ale rather than a lager, but it's still in that, you know, kind of light blondie, you know, easy to drink type level that, gosh, you know, back when I was, you know, just out of college, we'd be getting a Bud or a Bud Light or a Dixie. Now we've got, you know, we've got choices, right? It's that kind of thing. So, but I really like that. I hope the guys kind of, man, y'all need to kick the crab boil back up a little bit on that, to speak a little Emerald for a minute, you know. Yeah, kick it up a notch. But yeah, it's kind of missed that. The other three were dark beers. So I had three stouts. There was a vanilla coffee stout, which, well, of course, by the way, let me take a step back, because I didn't order it, because I can always get it at the grocery. You always get their go-to stout. Nola Brewery's go-to stout is a beer called Irish Channel Stout. It's an Irish stout, Irish Channel. You get the idea. Somebody comment on Twitter or on Facebook what the distillery is that makes the Gentilly gin, and they make Irish Channel whiskey, you know, that kind of thing, where they're making an Irish batch. Well, Nola Brewery makes Irish Channel Stout. Well, you know who is the world's most famous Irish stout that's out there? And of course, you know, it's Lord Guinness, and they are, you know, it's a good, solid, I don't want to say imitation of Guinness. It doesn't put the head, like, you know, they've got that down to a science, you know, in a huge production. But it's a really, really good stout. So the point to that digression is that Nola Brewery is very, very good at stouts. And so when I saw on the board, they've got the software that ties back to Untappd. They're on Untappd with what's called in the app a verified venue, and basically it's the same deal with Avenue Pub and a few other places that they tie their, well, in case of Nola, they have the beer menu is on two monitors above the bar. So it's basically three monitors above the bar. The middle is just a TV putting on whatever's on. And then on either side is the tap list. And so they can basically just go into the computer and whatever it really is in the bar, there's no, you know, printed paper that has to be redone or anything. They just change it up. That also means that if you want to see what's on tap at the tap room, you can go to the untapped app and then look at the beer list for the for the tap room as you're going. So vanilla coffee stout, that sounded good, and it was very, very tasty, and that did well, you know, both with the boil advisory moving into that for the food was pretty darn good. The other two were promotional, you know, partnership beers with that Nola Brewery partnering with Sucre. And one was a blackberry stout and the other was a chocolate stout. The blackberry stout it was okay, but it wasn't like, you know, 4-star, 4.5-star, really good kind of thing. It was okay. And I like blackberries. Don't get me wrong. I like blackberries in a drink, like in sangria. I like blackberries in a margarita. I like just eating blackberries. If you put a bowl of them in front of me with some Creole cream cheese ice cream or something, oh man, yeah. But this the presentation inside the beer of the blackberry just it didn't floor me. You know, it's like one of my philosophies with a flight is you're getting four 4-ounce pours. If you're having that second pint or even that third pint, the beer that hits you the most out of the four small pours, that usually is what I will order as the full pint, you know, round two kind of thing. It wouldn't have been the blackberry if I was going for round two. The chocolate stout was pretty good. I'm not saying that the blackberry, it wasn't undrinkable and pour it out kind of, it just was meh. It didn't move me. The chocolate stout was better, but if I'm trying to make a decision between the chocolate stout and that vanilla coffee stout that was the other pour in my flight, I would have gone, but my second beer, that full pint, absolutely would have been the vanilla coffee stout as opposed to the chocolate stout. So that's kind of where that went. You know, it was, like I said, overall the experience, it wasn't like I had a bad experience with the blackberry, but you know, it was that kind of thing. So the chocolate stout was good. Like I said, these guys, they know how to do stouts. Irish Channel, running joke on Irish Channel Stout is if you go to Crescent City, oh, now I got to add something to the show page because I made the show page before I recorded the pod. I'll add Crescent City Living's YouTube channel. One of the things my friend Lisa, Lisa Heindel that owns Crescent City Living, just a couple of years back, she said, hey, we're doing these little vignettes on neighborhoods, and the lovely, talented, and brilliant Krista Rock was the videographer for this and chose the music. So Lisa's like, you know, what would you charge to come on over and do this? And I used to say, you're a friend and I'm going to talk, and I talk anyway, right? So I said, get me some Irish Channel Stout, you know, stop at Rouse's and pick up some Irish Channel Stout. We go up to their office on Magazine. They get me wound up, and well, the rest, you can hear it when you go out there and look at some of those little videos. And if you're looking to buy a house, by the way, just as a side plug, Crescent City Living is a mortgage broker. They've got they've got great people. You know, contact me, I'll hook you up, that kind of thing. So the Nola people know their stouts, they know what they're doing. So I have no qualms whatsoever coming in, and if I see a stout on the board, I'll go with that. Now the boys go with the Gozas and the Sours, and the Nola has gotten really, really prolific with the sours. But of course, part of that is that once you put that yeast, I can't remember the specific name of the yeast that makes a sour beer. Once you put that in your vat, once you put that in the tank, and you brew with it, you never get it out completely. So basically every beer you have to make sours in that tank from there on out. So because of that, well, basically you've got, you know, we've got all of this in, you know, basically the NOLA Brewing folks are putting in, they're making a lot of good sours. I'm not a big fan of the sour beers. But the boys are, they're drinking them all the time. The kiddo brought home a couple of four packs of one of the IPAs, and on the way out, as we finished we finished eating, and we're getting ready to head back to the car, and a guy coming into the pub sees the boy with, he's got these two four packs, one in each hand, and it's this IPA, and he says, "Are they pouring that today?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm just taking this one home." Yeah, he's like, "Yeah, good," because he said that IPA, you know, coming over specifically for that beer. And that's the kind of place, that's the kind of neighborhood feel that you get at the NOLA Brewery tap room, is people coming over. It's like, man, if they got that beer on tap, I'm all about it kind of thing. So that was, it was even just a treat to, you know, kind of, you know, validate your choice as the way you walk out of the place. So yeah, it was a good afternoon. It was sunny, a little bit breezy, but that's okay. Trains going by on the other side of the, by the warehouse, you know, by the wharves and the warehouses. So that was always fun for me. And it was just a great, you know, great little afternoon experience. Then come back and get back and do some more things around the house. Okay. And that's a wrap for today for, Yacht Pundit's Pub and our Red Beans and Rice review on Red Beans and Rice Monday. We're going to keep this up. I've got more food things to talk about next week, believe me. And tomorrow we'll talk a little politics, talk a little New Orleans, that kind of stuff. Wednesday, if things go okay with my class, I'm going to talk a little bit of tech nerd stuff on Wednesday. And then Thursday, we'll get back to books and reading and everything else on the usual schedule. So you guys go out, and I hope you've had a good Monday, and you know, your week's off to a good start. And we'll talk to you soon.